The psalmist just simply starts off with the proclamation that God is our refuge and our strength. That God is our refuge and our strength. And then he goes on to describe that we are therefore not to fear. And then he tells us why. Because everything around us is crumbling. The world gives way. There is anger, there's hatred, there's divorce, there's brokenness, there's sin, there is sadness, there is everywhere that man can be. First of all, there's sin and brokenness and despair without the gospel. And then he describes this tumult, doesn't he? And the tumult can be outside or it can be inside. It can be looking in the face of a child who is dying and saying, what do I do? Or it can be looking in the face of our own child and say, what do I do? Because death comes in different ways. And brokenness comes in different ways. And hurt comes in different ways. And life is like the tumult that the psalmist describes. But there's something wonderful. Why are you here this morning? You ever wonder that? Well, I came because I always go to church on Sunday. Or did you come because your life is inside down and upside down? Because in the middle of this comes hope. There is a river. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. I hope you came for that today. Because in the middle of the mess, Becky and Ben found a city of God, a people of God, a place where there was refreshment and rest and joy and hope. We live in a homeless culture. I've been kind of journaling and writing about this. A homelessness that's not simply about people who don't have houses. Very rich people who have no home to go to. Absentee fathers. Homes that are just not present. And sometimes God calls them to our home. To you and I, where there is a river that makes glad the city of God. Where we can notice and see that God is in her midst. And this morning, God is in the midst of his people in Haiti. In the midst of brokenness, there is joy that comes from the Lord. Is that what we are as a church for each other? A place that is simply a reminder that God is in our midst. And then it says that that city shall not be moved. Why? Because God will help her when morning dawns. And then it says the nation's rage, he goes back into the tumult, doesn't he? But then he points us to the greatness of God. Come. Come, I invite you. Come, I invite you. Behold the works of the Lord. How he has brought desolation on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. And he breaks the bow and he shatters the spear. And he burns the chariot with fire. How? With the kindness of a nanny who has the Spirit of God living in her. What a powerful weapon. Through you, graciously listening to a brother and sister in need, and where God is present, what the world rages after, God brings to peace. It ceases because God's at work. And sometimes we argue might with might. Ken and I have a favorite movie, The Mission. If you've not seen it, you should sometimes see it with Robert De Niro. And in that, they talk about might. And there's a line that says, if might is right, there is no place for love in this world. But maybe the strongest enemy against might is love. That destroys the enemy by bringing God into its midst. And God is bringing a desolation because this isn't the greatness that's yet to come. And then he calls us in the midst of tumult to stop trying. That's what be still means. Be still. Stop. Stop your own efforts to make things work. Stop. Be still. And when you're still, know what? That I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. Stories told of two MDiv seminarians, been there, done that. And we get all prideful when we know Greek and Hebrew. We're just full of ourselves. And these two people were discussing the end times. How is Jesus going to return? And they were using big words. Post-millennial, pre-millennial, all-millennial. Impressive, isn't it? Which one are you? I don't know. I don't even know what that word means. He passed a janitor sweeping the floor. He overheard their conversation and says, I know how it ends. And they, in their pride, thought, this is going to be fun. And so they said, okay. Tell us. He said it's simple. Jesus wins. Jesus wins. I don't know when he's going to return, how he's going to return, what's going to happen. I do know, and we need to know. In the midst of tumult, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of pain, and that Jesus wins. So in the tumult in your life, the circumstances, situation, sadness, sorrow. Just stop for a moment and realize that Jesus wins and that you and I are called to be on the winning side. We did this in devotions last night and Jack said, well, what's the city that he's pointing to? And it's the end. Revelation Chapter 22. You can turn, please do. And then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. Bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God. See, it flows into the world, into despair, and brings life. Flowing, but it flows, what's the origin? It flows from the throne of God. Through the middle of the street of the city, and on either side of the river is the tree of life with 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. And we're talking about the New Jerusalem here. The leaves, this is a great line. Hold it, dear Ben and Becky. The leaves are for the healing of the nations. The leaves are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And write, and night will be no more. There will be no need for the light of a lamp or the sun. For the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign with him forever. Hear the word of the Lord. The flowers and the grass withers, but the word of our God stands forever. Father, thank you for the reminder that in the midst of whatever circumstance of despair this is in this world, you bring life. And around this world, the streams of living water that come from the throne of God are trickling into broken places, broken homes, broken lives. We thank you that the scriptures tell us that the leaves of the tree of life, what a good verse, it's for the healing of the nations. Lord, it's for the healing of the despair in Haiti. It's for healing between the Hutus and the Tutsis in Rwanda. It's healing between Democrats and Republicans in our nation. It is healing for broken homes and broken hearts. It is healing. Oh, God, you're so good. Lord, turn our eyes to you, that in this world we may start with the end in sight, knowing that you win. And in that stand up for Jesus. That we may stand as beacons of light, beacons of hope, beacons of grace. For a world that so desperately needs the light of Christ. There will be no sun, there will be no lamp, for God himself will be their light. God, who said, let there be light shine, shines his light in us. Oh, Lord, may your light in us be bright. Send it forth into the nations, and that people may be attracted, not to us, but to that treasure of the gospel that is at work within us. Praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand up for Jesus? And as we sing together, stand up.